Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and I just want to say that it is a beautiful day today in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm off. It's Monday. It's June 18th, I want to say. Yes, June 18th. I took a PTO day because I had a really good weekend. You know, I just turned 24, so I celebrated my birthday this past weekend, so I decided to take this day off and just kind of, you know, have a day to myself. But I ended up just getting out the house. I don't know why, which I want to talk about a little bit. I don't know why when I'm off work, I feel guilty. Like, if I take a PTO day, even though those PTO days are granted to me, I always feel guilty. Like, I always feel like I can always go harder, but I'm always hard on myself. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about sometimes taking a break is okay. Because we're always so wrapped up in work, 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 work. We never actually live in our present moments and really get to appreciate these moments. I'm sitting here looking at a tree and just thinking about how beautiful the scenery that I'm around. It is very nice out here, actually. But I never actually get to enjoy the outdoors. Or is it because I don't allow myself to? Or do I really not have the time to enjoy those outdoors? We're too busy on social media when we get 5 minutes to ourselves. When we go on break at work, we go straight to Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. We do all of that. But why not take a walk? You know, why not read a book? Why not talk on a podcast? So I want to talk about really, really taking time for yourself and doing what's best for you. It's so important to take that time to yourself and just really focus on getting to know yourself. Because when you know yourself, that's when you really start living. You can't live through other people. You know, it kind of really makes me mad because it's a lot of people that go on Instagram and they think Instagram is real life. First of all, you can edit your post on there. You can edit your pictures. They have all these Facetune and body, you know, you can do all of that stuff on Instagram. It's not real. You can see a happy couple on Instagram just thinking that they have the most perfect relationship, but in reality, they don't. Their relationship is trash. They're just showing out for the cameras, you know. And I was just listening to Iman Shumpert on Angela Yee's show Lip Service, and he was just saying, I guess she was asking him questions about their relationship, and she was just basically making it seem like they were like the best couple in the world and yada yada yada. And I'm just like, yeah, they're really cute, they take some dope pictures, I'm pretty sure they have a bomb relationship, but I'm sure also that they have issues. And he said it, he was like, I don't know why people always are glorifying our relationship when we have issues as well. He was like, my boys ask me questions and advice, and I'd be like, my girl mad at me as we speak. We just got into an argument, and I understand that. And that's what's wrong with people today, is they look at social media as a Bible. You know, they look at social media as a Bible of how you should live, and that's totally not okay. It's not okay to look at social media and think, oh yeah, this is the way to do it, because on social media we should be doing this because it's on social media. This is goals. It's like everything is considered goals, 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 you know. And it's annoying. Like, it's one thing to, I don't know, it's just really annoying. Like, when I say goals, I say goals for myself. And I don't never say somebody is a relationship goal. My own relationship is a goal for me. Like, okay, I'm glorifying my own relationship. I'm not putting no energy into somebody else's mess. Like, their relationship, that's theirs. I focus on myself. The last time I said goals was today, and that's because one of my old friends, he posted a picture of him meal prepping, and I said goals because I need to be doing that. That's goals to me. But y'all looking at Jay-Z and Beyonce and all these couples and all these girls with nice bodies that are actually fake, by the way, and y'all are like, body goals, hair goals, yada yada goals. Like, girl, you are a goal. Stop trying to make social media this Bible, like, which people should be living by. Like, that's just dumb. I don't think we should live like that. It's just not cool.
And then it makes you even more depressed because you're, it's like you already feeling some type of way. One day you might wake up and it may not be your best day in the world. You might be having a bad day. You might feel bloated in the morning. You might not feel cute. Your hair not be done. Your nails probably aren't done. And you go on Instagram and you just see all these girls out here looking really fleeky. Their hair is done. Their nails done. They got a bomb outfit. They got the perfect boyfriend, whatever that is. And then you just looking at yourself, making yourself less worthy because, like I said, less worthy. Oh my goodness, I'm getting country by the day. You making yourself less worthy because you're looking at something that's not real. Sure, the girls might have their hair done, all of that, but you cannot base, what was that? It's a quote, I love it. You cannot base your day one on someone else's day 100. Basically, stay in your own lane. And that's exactly what I do. I stay in my own lane. If somebody is making more money than me, it's their time. That's what God has planned for them, you know? God already has my steps ordered. And it may not be in the same path as X, Y, and Z. And that's fine. But I just think we need to actually take time to get to know each other. Not each other, but ourselves first. And then venture out into these different relationships, whether it's an intimate relationship with like a guy or a girl, partner, whatever you want to call it, or if it's just relationships with family and friends. You have to get to know yourself first. And I'm still working on it myself. I'm not perfect at all, but I'm still working on bettering myself and, you know, just getting to know myself better and what I like, what I don't like, what can I take, what can't I take, what type of people I like to be around, what type of energies I like to be around. I'm still trying to get to know myself. I'm trying to better myself as well. And forgiving is one of my main things because I have a petty bone in my body. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do. But there's also a bone in my body where I feel like I like to forgive. You know, I want to forgive because God says forgiving is key. Forgiving is definitely key. It's all in the Bible. It's, you know, you should forgive because I always say don't block your blessings by holding on to grudges because that will happen. You might have a friend who you fell out with and you're holding this grudge against them and something in your life is just not going right. You keep trying over and over and over again and it's not going right because it's simply that grudge. People do not realize this. It's little stuff. If something isn't going right and you're praying about it and there's nothing else you feel like you can do, you have to reevaluate yourself. You have to reevaluate and think like, what am I doing wrong? Okay, is it a person in my life that's not supposed to be here? Am I drinking? Am I smoking? Like, what am I doing that I'm not supposed to be doing? What am I doing? You have to really reevaluate. And sometimes you're going to have to let go of friendships and family members. You're going to have to love them from a distance to figure it out yourself. And that's okay. And there will be people that don't understand it. But that's because they don't understand themselves. Because when my friends go MIA and they're like, oh, I always make sure they're good. You know, you okay? Everything all right? I make sure they're good. But sometimes life is really stressful. Life is hard. It sucks sometimes. But you have to sometimes take time to yourself and just be like, okay, I'm going to just chill for a little bit. I'm not going to be on social media. I'm not going to talk to my friends right now because I just really need this time to myself because it's too much going on right now. And that's okay to do that. That's so okay to do that. So going back on me feeling guilty about taking a day off, I think I feel guilty because I am still trying to get to know myself better. I love myself. I love myself so much. It's ridiculous. But I don't know why I always feel guilty. I think it's because, I don't know. I think it's really because I really want to work for myself. But I always have like a lazy bone in my, I'm still trying to get rid of this lazy bone in my body. Like between working on my website, between working on my podcast and perfecting it, and between doing YouTube, I should never, ever have a bored moment. Ever. Ever. There should not be a moment in my life when I'm bored because there's always something to do between those three things. So, and then at work, I'm so swamped. It kind of really discourages me, but I always, always, always find a way and I always snap back into reality and snap back into my mindset where, okay, I'm a go-getter. I gotta get this done and then move on to project A, move on to project B, all the way through Z. I have to finish everything. I know it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. And it's going to take the Lord. But I don't know. Today I woke up feeling guilty like I was supposed to be at work. And I think it's because I think I'm becoming a workaholic. I think I am becoming a workaholic, whether it's my website stuff, my Living Cozy stuff, or my work at work. I am becoming a workaholic. But also with that, you also have to take into account that you do have relationships. You do have relationships with your partner, relationships with your family, relationships with your friends. And sometimes those might get a little crazy and people might not understand how you move. You move different. That's what they're going to say. You moving different. You don't mess with me no more. I mean, I mess with you, but I'm really trying to focus on me. I'm working on me. I'm trying to better myself. I'm in my early 20s. This is the time to do it. I don't have a family. You know, I should be focused on working on myself, working on my business, my craft, my talent. I'm working on that, along with still trying to juggle a job and still be a great person. It gets hard, but sometimes you just have to really step back, take a day off. You might have so much work to do, which I have so much work to do. It's not even funny. I emailed my professor, like, I didn't want to stress. I probably could have finished my assignment, but it would have been trash. And I'm not turning in a trash project or a trash assignment. So I emailed him, let him know what was going on, and I asked for a deadline. If you don't know how to type up a nice email to your professors or your supervisors, your bosses, whatever you want to call them, you need to go on Google and look at templates, and they will show you how to send a extension deadline email. And that's what I did. I sent an email. I mean, I knew how to do it because I'm getting a master's degree. Trust me, I've been through school a lot, and I email my professors all the time. And I needed an extension. I didn't want to give him bullshit. Like, I didn't want to give him BS. So what I ended up doing was emailing him. He said, I completely understand. Just get it to me as soon as you can. And I took this day and I got cute, took a little pictures, listened to some music, took my sister out, got some food, and we had a good time. You know, I cleared my mind. I'm not as stressed. But last night I was so stressed. It's okay to walk away from your work. No matter how sky high the work is, you have to sometimes just step away, take a deep breath, meditate, do yoga. Get you something to eat, walk away, read a book for a little bit, but take your mind off of it. Your mental health is more important than whatever project you're working on, unless it's yourself. But it's okay to just take that time out and just focus on yourself. Practice mindfulness and living in the present moment. If you're thinking about the past, like, oh my God, I messed up, I did this so wrong, you're gonna drive yourself insane. And if you're thinking about the future, what if I get this grade? What if I don't finish this deadline for work? What if I blah, blah, blah? What if I blah, blah, blah? You're going to lose it. Your stress levels are going to be out of this roof. Just work on yourself. Just really, really, really love yourself. And I do this weird thing. I'm probably weird for this, but it really helps me. Like, whenever I'm going through something where I feel like I'm slacking in school, I'm slacking at work, I just like snap my fingers and I'm just like, I'm a new person. Like, I just pretend like I'm a whole new person. Like, God has put this spirit in my body to take over and get stuff done. Get ish done. I wanted to curse, but this is a curse-free podcast, even though I did say bullsh dot. But I just talked to God, like, God, put the spirit in my body, put this, the spirit that will get the stuff done, that will work until all the work is completed. I always snap my fingers and boom, I'm a new person. I'm still me, but it's a different spirit. It's a different energy. And that really helps me. And another thing that helps me is my planner, my checklist. When I can check off things that I have to do, that it really helps. So you have to really work on yourself while you're working on your projects. Work on your mental state. Because if you are not in the right mindset, you're going to have bad work. Your work's not going to be the best. You want to make sure that your well-being is taken care of before you out there doing stuff for your boss and doing stuff for your professors. Make sure you're okay. It's okay to make sure that you're okay. Got it? Got it. All right, guys, that was it for today's podcast. It was a little short and sweet, and I just felt like that was on my heart. So I wanted to talk to you guys about working on ourselves and just bettering ourselves and loving ourselves more and making sure that we aren't putting work over our personal needs, because we are human beings and life does happen. We are not robots. Nothing is robotic. And a lot of people need to stop thinking like that. People make excuses like, oh, I got work, 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 work. It's okay to live. You weren't put on this earth just to work. Of course, you got to pay your bills. You might have kids. You might have this and that to take care of. But take care of yourself, too. Make sure you put yourself first. I'm not saying be selfish, but be smart. Be smart when it comes to your health. Not just physically, but mentally. Really mentally. Okay? Thank you guys for tuning in to the Living Cozy podcast. It's your host, Brandy J, and I will see you guys, or I will, not see, I will talk to you guys. Yeah, I like that one better. I couldn't figure out what to say. I'm so used to doing YouTube videos. Like, I'll see you guys in my next video. But no, I will chat with you guys next week. If you guys want me to address a topic, I will be more than happy to do so. Have a lovely week. Remember to stay mindful, stay present, stay blessed up. Peace and blessings. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.